Welcome to the continued podcast adventures of three opinionated guys with mics and too much free time. Strong enough to stop a speeding movie rumor, more powerful than a bad comic book event, able to waste hours of time asking stupid questions to people who have better things to do. It's Dave, Ben, and John. It's Superhero Speak.
Are we live?
We're doing it live.
We're doing
it. Does he have to hit a record button in there too?
No, he's not recording onto that. Oh, we can do that too.
I'm just asking.
Okay. So we're double recording. We've got a backup going.
We are. Yeah, it's our backup.
That's our backup recording.
Just in Newcastle.
We're backing up our backup.
All right.
Wait, backup? What are we doing again?
Back up. So there's people coming in now. So we're starting to get a crowd.
So we are here live at, well, live for us. We might be dead by the time you hear this.
Hey, don't say stuff like that. Don't jinx us.
Finger Lakes Comic Con.
You are really that.
In Finger Lakes, New York.
New York.
Well, that's the official name of the town, but that's essentially where we are.
Okay. So we're all set up. We're at our table. There's people actually coming in now.
Yes. It's the first night. It's a Friday night. And, it's right now around 5:30. So people are coming in, I guess, after work, before dinner.
Yes.
And coming to check out the wares. I will admit, this is a small con. It's cozy.
We like cozy.
Yes. But, we've got a nice position here right by the entry. And, it's a good view. Definitely a good view.
So that ticking you hear in the recording
is our time left. We will be dead in probably about
stop killing
minutes.
Us, Ben.
Yeah.
No, the ticking you hear, there's a Doctor Who display right next to us with different scenes from the show.
Yeah, there's a person here who has meticulously created a variety of Doctor Who characters.
Specifically the ones from Madame Pompadour.
Well, so yes, it's a Clockwork Men from Madame Pompadour, which are ticking off in the distance. So it's a level of authenticity.
Yes.
So. And woman. There's a man and a woman over there.
And they're set up so you can take selfies with all of the characters.
Well, yeah. But, of course, the best selfies, as we were told, the best selfies are Ood selfies. And,
of course,
there's an Ood staring
right
at
us. Yes. So we will get all the best selfies adjacent to our show.
Yes,
apparently.
And that's all that matters.
He will be staring at us all weekend long, I think.
So.
Well, let's see. So far, I've seen one of the most dangerous creatures on the planet, Batman
wielding a lightsaber.
Yeah, that was kind of scary.
Jedi Batman is the ultimate hero
of
the universe.
See, wait, I thought the most dangerous creature on the planet was a hungry Ben.
Well, yeah, but I think Batman with a lightsaber kind of trumps that. Call me crazy.
Wait, no politics on this podcast. Don't talk about Trump.
Where did that come in from? What?
These are the jokes, folks. These are the jokes.
Well, you know, it is the first day. Our jokes will get better.
So. No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
Well, if we're...
It
if
depends
they don't,
on how much alcohol is involved.
If they don't, we will be killed by this assassin right over here, and then I'd be okay with that.
Yeah,
that'd
be... Oh, speaking of alcohol, my flask is in my car. Damn
oh,
it.
Man. This might be a sober night for John here. I don't know how that's going to stand.
It won't. Not long, anyway.
So.
Well, you know, if all fails, we can just go out with the Ghostbuster guys we just met.
That's true.
They look like they could have a good party.
They look like they know a good watering hole or two in the area. But, yes.
Well, let's see. They've got an entire contingent of Ghostbusters, and they said they'll have more people here tomorrow. They've got a giant Stay Puft Marshmallow Man blow-up doll in there.
Yes.
The
not that kind of blow-up doll.
Yeah, no. Okay. And what else we got here? We got Rusty Gilligan. Rusty's over there signing stuff.
Which we may talk to him later this weekend.
Yep. We're kind of staring right at him through a Deadpool mock-up, I think I saw.
Yes. It's a Deadpool pillow.
Deadpool pillow.
Yes.
Everyone needs a Deadpool pillow.
For those who need to cuddle at night.
With Deadpool.
With Deadpool.
we're actually right near the stage where the panels are going to take place. It's right in the middle of the convention floor. Yeah, but
I was just wondering if that pillow, if the stuffing underneath is extra lumpy and missing some segments in the Deadpool pillow. Somewhat decayed inside, maybe.
Well, it's probably stuffed with the remnants of a unicorn.
The pillow's seen better days. Yeah.
I heard something interesting that I would like to share with our audience.
See, are you engaged, Dave?
Here's the kind of scuttlebutt you hear at a convention on the floor. Apparently, DC is going to be releasing a short hour to like hour and a half animated features that are like independently produced. And they're doing this to... And they're going to be tied in with some of the TV shows.
Interesting.
And they're doing this to help compete against Marvel and their animation.
I don't know if that's really a risk right now, but I guess more content is
good content. Yes.
And where are they going to be releasing these, though?
I don't know. All I know is that our friend Rusty Gilligan is going to be a voice on one of those.
Ooh. More to the point, why aren't we hearing this from our resident DC apologist?
Because he's busy looking at websites while we're recording.
Well, you know, there's kids here, John. You shouldn't be looking at those types of sites at the convention.
Yeah, I know that the DC up and coming movies really. I don't want to disappoint the children too much.
Yeah, so
I'm just looking for rumors of anything good. You know,
rumors.
Well, you know, although Wonder Woman is coming up, so
yes,
we've got our hopes up.
True,
a little too much. I mean, yes,
hopes.
Oh.
Well, let's see. It's a very large floor here.
Yes,
they've got. It is a nice open space. It's well. It's actually fairly well lit, which isn't always the case with comic conventions, in my experience.
Yeah, and we've got a mall right behind us.
Yes.
Yes.
For all your shopping needs.
So
which we have taken advantage of more than once.
If you need to buy something and then come to a convention, this is the place for you.
Yeah. Although, or if you're at a convention and you realize you forgot something, then you can run out and buy something and come
back. But John never forgets anything. He, in fact...
No,
I have every wire known to man here.
John lays some serious cable. Let me just tell you, ladies.
Apparently not enough to hook up a certain speaker and a few other things, but I brought enough cable. That's definitely true.
Oh my god.
It is kind of funny. The anchor store here is the Bass Pro Shop.
That's the anchor store?
It's big enough.
Pretty much. It takes up half the mall, and it's quite a spectacle. Although, that is where I bought the supplies for our banner.
Yes.
Which is still... Yeah, well, it's... Yeah,
I need to tape it. It'll be fine.
We're going to the Home Depot after this. Not that you can see that, so just imagine like a big banner with fireworks going on around it.
I did tweet out a picture of the banner, so...
So if you saw our Twitter banner, you'll know it's a little saggy now. That happens to everybody.
That's okay.
It's perfectly natural.
Especially after four years, you know.
It's like us. We're a little saggy.
We are getting a little older in the podcast arena.
We just got to, you know, tape some struts here and there, and everything will be fine.
Just like you do. Oh, wait. Oh, hold on.
Yeah, what was a really surprise was that... Oh, we've got a visitor.
Oh, you have a visitor.
Yes, we do.
Yes, you do. What's up?
We are podcasting even as we speak. Congratulations, you're on. And there she runs. She's running away. Damn it. No, no.
We scared one away.
That's how most women react to John?
Yeah, success. Pretty much.
Don't go to...
One of our more successful interactions today.
Just remember catch and release.
Don't go to your dark place, John. It's okay.
My dark place is right over there with the ood, apparently. So, yes, we will get more voluntary people to come over here later on to talk with us on the podcast.
Also, we do have some interesting panels scheduled for this weekend that we'll be posting as well later as the event progresses.
As long as we figure out how to record them.
That is important, yes. Yeah. Hopefully we'll be able to record them and share them with you, our lovely audience.
We are 9/10 of the way of figuring out how to stream this. That is what I was reading up while we're talking here. But this will go up a little bit later tonight, and then hopefully
tomorrow
you'll get a
blog. See, they can't hear you say that, so that you don't need to say that.
This is true. Yes.
This is posted
this
now.
This will go on right now as you're listening.
Okay, see, I got a girlfriend. We just want to say hi to y'all.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hey. Talk to us, DJs, or whatever you call yourselves.
It's right up there on the back.
The podcasters.
Yep. Podcasters.
Been around for 4 years, which is basically, was it, 11 years in podcasting?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so. How's it going?
It's gone. I'm going to go see a car.
Nice.
A car.
We came here. Yep.
All right.
And awesome. you're going to see a car, and you happen to wander into here.
Yeah, because we had to go see a supernatural car. We thought they had it in here.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Well, you know, we've got to get.
Well, what is this broadcast to?
So we're recording.
Should I
we're
going
to post this.
You can
talk however you like.
We would not disagree with that.
So what's up? I haven't heard from you yet.
Yes.
Wow. You could be a broadcaster.
Yeah,
no, you cannot.
Yeah,
no, we gotta get sure. No broadcast.
Give me that pink
mark. Hi guys, we gotta go check
out a car. All right, have fun, ladies.
Enjoy.
Come on.
Don't threaten me.
Good thing you have an extra bed, John.
So is that alcohol?
I hope so.
I definitely think there was some drink involved in.
Was she actually like trying to pick John up?
I'm not sure if she was trying to pick John up or hook John up with
the friend.
I'm the friend.
I'm not saying anything.
I can't tell if she was friend or daughter.
I couldn't tell if it was friend or foe myself. So. But well, you know, congratulations. We've got somebody. She came back. That's nice. Yeah.
She didn't take a comic though.
It's okay.
I didn't offer her one.
She did threaten
the
to come back.
Impression that she was part of our target demographic.
Yeah.
No, you don't think so?
Well, she
no,
came.
Not quite.
She wants to see the supernatural car, right? So,
I can appreciate that. Yeah.
But
we don't talk about supernatural.
No, we don't.
That's right. We'll have to find out if there are any other cars here, because usually if there's one, they usually bring a cadre of them. So. Was it the Great Philly Comic Con last year? It was Ecto-1. I think the Supernatural Car was there. General Lee, which the General Lee, because of the current climate, the pastime was stuck in the back, in the corner.
And
yes.
And at the end, they all merged together to form Voltron.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was like,
but
the
not the good Voltron. It was kind of
a
mishappen Voltron,
Yeah.
With the Confederate flag on the front, so it wasn't really a great.
It was the redneck Voltron.
Yeah. You know, it's not all, it can't all be politically.
And afterwards he was up on cinder blocks in the front yard,
Hey, but it did have a proton thrower, so that does work out.
It is weaponized. I thought the Ghostbuster guys said I think that they're going to have an Ecto-1 of their own here tomorrow.
Yeah, that should be cool. How are they going to get it in here?
I'm sure there are ways. Half the stores in here sell boats and ATVs. I imagine there's a large egress somewhere.
Or they might just be out parking lot.
Wait a minute, an egress?
The Great Egress.
Oh, I didn't think we'd have one of those here.
Yes.
Do they keep in a cage?
No, not that kind of egress.
Am I the only one who's old enough to remember that Barnum and Bailey?
I'm aware of
Barnum.
The joke.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Great Egress.
For those of you who don't know, here's your history lesson for the day. P.T. Barnum had his little museum of all these oddities, but the problem was people were lingering in the museum for too long. So what he did was he came up with this idea, and on the exit he said, this way to egress.
To the Great Egress.
Which kept people moving through. Of course, back then people didn't seem to realize that egress meant exit. So.
And so people would leave, and then they'd be like, oh, wait, I wasn't done in there, and they'd have to pay again to see the exhibit a second time.
Yep. P.T. Barnum. Gotta love him.
There's a sucker born every minute. Oh, wait.
I didn't know that John was that busy.
Yeah. So, let's see. Yeah, this is going to be a fun 3 days, people.
Oh, yeah. Strap
Damn.
In.
So,
we don't. I mean, you know, we just got here. We're set up. We're talking. But
yeah.
You know, we don't need to, you know, talk for an hour right now, guys.
No. We're just talking to you because we don't want to kill ourselves. No, wait. I mean, we're enjoying ourselves. We love you guys. But
we do. Well, oh yeah, we do. Yeah, definitely. All definitely, right. We do.
The head of the convention is now
wielding a lightsaber.
In close proximity.
Well, you do have to
he
keep
seems
your
to know what he's doing.
You do have to keep your employees in check.
Yes.
Yeah, and well, light, you know, a lightsaber will.
If he ends up without a hand, then that's just bonus.
Well, then who's going to pay us?
He has
wait,
two.
Wait, what?
Wait, what do you mean, what?
Did you make arrangements that I'm not aware of?
Yes. Are you getting paid and we're not? What's going on here, Tom?
I have said too much.
Yes. Yes. Yes, you have.
So anyway, you guys should definitely stay tuned. We have a lot more content coming. This is just an amuse-bouche, if you will. an appetizer to wet your palate.
And there you've lost half our audience.
I didn't with all the other comments I made?
No, but the amuse-bouche would do it.
Okay.
And no, they don't have one of those here either.
I don't know. What's amusing with you? I'm sorry.
Well,
we have a couple of amusing douches here. No, yeah. Wait.
All right. Let's walk right past that one. So, yes, join us when you listen to this. You'll probably be hearing it tonight. Right. And hopefully there will be a Saturday and Sunday after that in which we will be broadcasting live.
Assuming the world is still around for two more days.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Or we haven't killed each other.
You guys are tempting fate here. I don't know
I'm
what's saying,
going assuming on. The world is still around.
Hey, we saw a Batman with a lightsaber. The end of the world can't be far behind.
Right. And there are worse ways to go.
Yeah. Well, no, really, there isn't.
No, they're all worse ways to go. That is the best way to go.
That's true. Yeah, I'll give you that.
So, all
right. Well, thank you, guys.
I can think of a better way to go.
All right. Anyway.
I don't want to hear it.
Did you ever see...
we're going to hear it now.
The Meaning of Life? I think it was in The Meaning of Life.
No, but if you're going to go a Kwai Chain Kane route, I'm not going to talk about that.
No, it's it was a prisoner... was to be executed, and he was allowed to be choose the way he was going to be died.
Okay.
Be killed. And he gets chased by 100 topless women off of a cliff.
Okay.
You know.
To our,
you get to look at something on the way
down. To our lady listeners, that was... what Dave says does not express the viewpoint of Ben and I.
It's Monty Python. Everyone likes Monty Python.
True.
True. Yeah, I always look on the bright side of life, mm-hmm. Really.
All right. That's
anyway,
enough.
Thanks for joining us. Yeah. We'll see you again soon. Hopefully we didn't turn everyone away from listening further.
Or from coming to the convention.
Yes.
Yep.
Please like us.
On Facebook.
Yes,
on
that's what I meant.
Facebook, yes. All right.